The report commissioned by the UN Human Rights Council found that both sides committed serious human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian law. But the council reserved its harshest criticism for Israeli actions, saying Israel used disproportionate force and failed to take adequate measures to protect civilians during its campaign to silence Hamas rocket attacks. Israel has dismissed the report and did not cooperate with the UN fact-finding mission led by South African jurist Richard Goldstone. Addressing the General Assembly, Israel's ambassador, Gabriela Shalev, repeated her government's position that Israel was acting in self-defense. She called the commission's mandate one-sided and characterized the Human Rights Council as obsessed with Israel. She said the report was conceived in hate and its conclusions predetermined.
Today's debate is anything but genuine and candid. Rather than discuss how better stop terrorist groups who deliberately target civilians, this body launches yet another campaign against the victims of terrorism, the people of Israel.
Palestinian Ambassador Riyad Mansour said the Palestinian authorities take very seriously the allegations in the Goldstone report regarding possible violations by Hamas, but he said there is no comparison between their actions and those of Israel. He's heard here through an interpreter.
And while you get ready to vote, I appeal to you to remember our children who are still suffering the devastating injuries and the destruction inflicted upon them by the occupying power. They still live in fear due to the bombardment of their homes. They and other victims continue to suffer from the devastating injuries inflicted upon them by the use of lethal weaponry, including white phosphorus, that has physically and psychologically maimed or traumatized them.
He added that the Palestinian side is committed to carrying out a domestic investigation of the allegations as called for in the report's recommendations. But he did not say how the Palestinian authorities plan to do that, since the Gaza Strip is under the control of Hamas and not the Palestinian Authority. Israel launched its military campaign on December 27, 2008. During 3 weeks of conflict, at least 1,300 Palestinians and 13 Israelis were killed. Arab states, non-aligned countries, and the European Union expressed support for the report's recommendation calling for speedy and credible investigations at the domestic level. Barring that, the report recommends further action, possibly in the Security Council. Diplomats say the draft resolution endorsing the Goldstone report is likely to be approved by the 192-member body, but more than 40 speakers have asked to address the assembly, which could push the vote into Thursday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.